The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Brett, welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with some of my good friends here. Ronnie Martin to my left, he's the director of the Freedom Center, and Bobby Capps to my right. He is the director of Crosswind Ministries, and we all work together within the Freedom Center alignment program there. And so we work with guys every day, and we welcome you to our show. We love what we get to do. I was listening to Super Talk on the way over here. I love the radio station, and I'm thankful we've got this downtown here. Our man Andy Stevens is here trying to keep us in line and in control. So he may have a tough job since Ronnie Martin's here today. But we was just talking about the Freedom Center. Ronnie, what are you doing out there, man? You got more men than...
We are stacking them deep. You know, Bobby just got on to me. He asked who was going out because we got another guy coming in this morning. That's going to put us back at 14. You know, we've got a capacity of 12, so
we're maxed.
We're maxed out, beyond maxed out. So... you know, there's never a dull moment around there here lately. We've got a lot of moving parts, a lot of new guys, but I love what we get to do. But if you still need help, you know, we've got avenues and other ways to help you. So please don't feel free to give us a call. You can call my cell phone, 662-416-0234, or you can go to our website, corinthfreedomcenter.com, fill out an application. We will find you a bed somewhere.
All right, Bobby, you gave us a great idea, though. We may go to a 24-hour shift.
I like that.
Since, what did you call it in the military?
It's called hot racking. So if I work the day shift, you know, then the night shift guy, he sleeps in my rack while I'm working the day shift. And then, you know, we just two people share the same bed. So I know you Freedom Center guys are listening, so y'all pick out, you know, who's going to be doing that.
Yeah. That's kind of like, who's your roommate? In truck driving, they do them in pairs. A guy drives 8 hours, then he jumps in the bed, or then the next guy drives 8 hours or something like that. So that may could work there.
May not too.
Yeah. So, well, that may could put Ronnie full time.
Exactly.
So, well, we do welcome you to the show. We love what we get to do at the Freedom Center.
Yeah.
We get to do it because of our community support and in families that is hunting help for their individuals that's struggling with addiction or whatever kind of problem they've got. We work with a lot of other programs too. And over the little over three years we've been open now, we've took in over 120 men. We've had 62 of them that we call alumni. And, you know, when we ring the bell on that graduation day, we tell them this: your family. When you're in trouble or need somebody to talk to, you should be able to reach out to your family. And our lines is open for that moment. And throughout the time now, we've had guys come back. We've had guys come back and stay a short term with us. We've had guys to, you know, do life with us, just come to our meetings every day. Big Mike Cumlin doing that right now.
Yeah.
You know, attend the Living Free meetings, show up at church with us and things. But through that, Bobby, we've lost 7 of our guys because of relapse or going back into their community, going back into their old lifestyle and things. So, and this week, we lost one of our guys, and it's always hard to get that phone call. May the 9th of last year, we had three guys graduate: Truett Brown, Christian Hill, and Kenny Bearden. Mm-hmm. Truett is on our team now. He's kind of like a hair and a biscuit, I guess. He just hangs out with us. But look, and then Christian Hill, he's there with our friend Tim Barnes. And Tim's kind of mentored him on heavy equipment and all that. But we lost Kenny Bearden this Monday. We got the call that Kenny had died in the ER and stuff, Bobby. So that's always a hard call. I mean, me and you've we've walked through that journey for a long time, but now, you know, with alumni, it's even it's like family members. And Bobby, I want to talk today about grief, how to healthy walk through this situation for our guys, for families, for our community. I want to see biblically how to do it, because grieving in the right way is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because some folks don't grieve, and that's not healthy.
Well, we grieve, but we try to push it down. In other words, if you do, if we live the way we were designed, when we have serious loss, we suffer. That's we're supposed to. And so we do grieve, but a lot of us try to, you know, suppress that. A lot of different reasons. I mean, you know, like if you think about like what big men don't cry or something like that. You know, I mean, we've been told lies our whole lives that have kept us from grief. If you want to think about the scriptures, you know, the scriptures in during the time the scriptures were written, to help people grieve, because they knew it was so important. They had professional people that would come and help you grieve. I love the way the African-American churches are really way better at this than the you know, Anglo churches. And they'll have people that really, you know, encourage the grief and give space for it, you know. Like, if you just loud wailing, if you will, it's like, you know, it's like, why would you suppress that? That's what your heart's, you know, that's what you're feeling, you know. And so I really have been in environments where that's encouraged, where it's not socially stigmatized or repressed, and I'm really thankful for that. And it's important that we grieve. Grief is a natural process that God built into our existence in order to comfort us. He says, "Blessed are you when you grieve, for you'll be comforted." And so that's what Jesus said. And so obviously I was designed to be comforted, and the process by which I was designed to be comforted is grief.
Yeah. So listen, I want to give you a verse that we read yesterday, and it really stood out to me during this time and even in day-to-day operations. But we're going to take segment 2 and 3 and let Bobby teach us on this, on grieving and things. So it's in Proverbs chapter 12. We read a chapter of Proverbs every day at the center. Today's the 13th, so we ought to read Proverbs 13 today. But yesterday's Proverbs 12, verse 25 says, "Anxiety is a man in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad."
Yeah.
And you made this statement, Bobby, said that for our team and our leaders, we ought to be that guy that's making a good word to make it glad.
That's right.
And that's the opportunity we'll have with Kenny's family. That's the opportunity we had with Randy's family, Bronson's family, Dane's family, the other families that's on that table there and stuff. So
be encouragers, lift each other up, help each other suffer. Help each other suffer well and properly, you know, like not let it go into the dark places. The Lord says that we don't grieve like those who have no hope. So we grieve, but we have a different type of grief. And so it's the responsibility of the Christian brotherhood, if you will, the Christian family, to help each other grieve properly as people who do have hope, not people who don't. And so, you know, all that stuff, yeah.
Let me give a big shout out to our sponsors for our radio show. I do want to throw this out here. April the 25th and April the 26th, we will have our annual golf tournament, and we are Hunt and Hold sponsors. We believe that we have all of our, maybe we have all of our big time sponsors, Langley Wealth Management, Donna and Brian Langley and Zeb Taylor will be that headline again this year, and a big shout out for them. But also we've got like six other co-sponsors. Now we need 36 hold sponsors. Hold sponsors $1,000, get you a team of play, but it helps the Freedom Center. This golf tournament produces a third of our budget for a year. So we need help. That's a great opportunity for you to help. If you like to play golf, it's a great opportunity to be part of something good. If you don't like to play golf, just give us the money. It's a great opportunity to invest into the Freedom Center. Again, that is April the 25th and 26th. Also that month, April the 12th, we're hosting Fish Fry, my man Dude Conway, and that fundraising group, man, they are the most biggest fundraising group of people I know. They do it almost two or three times a month. But April the 12th at Living Free, Dude and them's going to be selling fish plates. All right, radio sponsors for today, Crosswind Ministries. Bobby and them's been in town for 20 years now, and Crosswind Ministries has been helping a lot of folks. Daniel Alter at the local Subways, 3 here in Corinth, got a new location there on Shallow Road. Check it out, get you a dozen cookies, footlong meatball, and enjoy the day. Wilco Real Estate Group, Maria and Olivia and that team, real estate, I was talking to Maria this morning, they just are real busy. I priced my house yesterday and God says he's buying it. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do next. But Wilco Real Estate Group for any of your real estate needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy, Bart and Dawn Dorn there in Tishomingo. Thankful for them, thankful for their partnership, but thankful for their friendship. Hudson Window Solutions, Perry Hudson, there for any of your windows needs. I see that he does vinyl siding too. Reach out to Perry Hudson there for any needs. Nick Bain, Nick is a big sponsor for our golf tournament, but Nick is a good friend to our ministry. He helps in a lot of different ways. If you need any legal needs, reach out to Nick Bain. Outpost Outdoors there for you. Are you, what is that?
It's a so they rent side by sides and campers out there in Pickwick. They got 150 acres.
I think it's like 1,000 acres.
Okay, I was a little off, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's huge.
It's a lot of land.
Yeah, and miles of trails that go down and look at Pickwick and all the beautiful stuff. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah.
They've supported our radio show over the last year, so we're thankful for them. Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right there on Highway 72. We got a big sale going on. Listen. Starting tomorrow for the rest of the month, it's interest-free for 12 months, 24 months. If you can get approved there, listen, we've got some top-name brand mattresses, $399 for queens, $399 for kings. We'll beat anybody's deal. Listen, it's located 3 miles west of High Prices, right there on Highway 72. Preston's open 9 to 5 today. That's all of our radio sponsors. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain Bowen, Attorneys at Law are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, Attorneys at Law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson,
we will
Bobby
be back
Capps,
to our second segment that ad there with Living Free. Listen, we have a meeting tonight, Thursday night. We got our friend Jared Height going to be with us, pastor from the Church of the Crossroads. He's going to be talking on relapse. We've talked that subject for several weeks. I think we could talk that subject forever, really. But it really hits hard today, Bobby, when we're, you know, Kenny's family is at the funeral home right now planning his funeral. And, you know, it's just, it's always hard at that moment. It's going to be hard for days to come. But it's been hard on our team, the people that poured into Kenny for several months and over the past year. I listened to the podcast last night where Kenny was on this show last May the 9th. You can go to livingfreecorinth.com, listen to all of our shows. But the one I went back and found Kenny's last night. And Bobby, he talked about, it was you and Wesley hosting the show that day. But y'all, he talked about how he met me there at the church. And it was kind of an anointed time, appointed time for me and Kenny to get together and stuff. So it was really good to just go back and listen to Kenny in a good state of mind and at a good point in his life.
Yeah.
But, you know, he come home, he struggled, with relapse and stuff. But today I want to talk about grieving and how does, you know, for our team, our guys at center, but also for Kenny's family, the friends in the community, and just – you know, Ronnie's lost a brother. I lost a son. It's always hard. I lost my dad 23 years ago, and I still think about that every day. You know, so I really wanted to just take today's show and talk and teach about grieving.
My sister died because of relapse.
Yeah.
Also, and Ronnie's brother didn't die because of relapse. It was a tragic accident. But your son died of a relapse.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and grief is a real thing. And it's something that the family suffers the most acutely because they are the ones who have the long life. Think about it this way. Bryce's little boy, his little son, Kenny's grandbaby, is that a girl or a boy?
Girl.
Yeah, his little girl. That's right. I knew when I said that, I thought that ain't right. And so his little girl, one of the things that he has to think about today is that she don't get a grandpa, right? So so what we lose is the future relationship that would have been precious to us. And our family. I don't get a dad to talk to. You don't have a dad to talk to. I don't either. You know what I mean? Of course, at our age, that's just part of it. We are the dad now that our kids are talking to. And so it's a normal part of life. Death comes because of the fall. That's the only reason it comes, by the way. So death came because of sin, the Bible says. And something got broken in us, and it literally makes us age, and we die. And so somebody ever say, when he died of old age, you could also just say he died because of sin. Because sin is the thing that is within us that ultimately brings us to death. And of course, Jesus has victory over that. The first fruits of that is he is risen from the dead, right? Yeah. And all of us who are his will be risen from the dead. But grief's a real thing. And the first thing that we suffer with is, and I believe this is self-protection, that the Lord protects our minds in the very first moments of our grief. There's a lot of just you know, numbness, if you will, and inability to grab a hold of it. This can't be true. All those type of things, and we even a version of denial. And what that is our psyche's not wanting to fully embrace the loss. You know, we don't want to go there. And I really think sometimes we just can't go there. And so there's this little numb stage, if you will. And I'm referring to, by the way, the five stages of grief, which are just observations that have been made throughout the years. If you just Google that right now while we're talking, just put five stages of grief and do images, you'll see the same curve, if you will. And all that is that people have observed grief over the years and have said that everybody who grieves kind of goes through these stages, these five stages. And the first one is this, you know, isolation and loneliness and just dismay and denial and all that kind of stuff. And then the second one's an interesting one, because the second one is there's something inside of me that's wired inside of me that says this isn't fair. I went to a funeral a couple weeks ago of another one of our friends who had overdosed. And the first thing his wife said was, this isn't fair. She said, he cheated us. You know, there's this anger that comes with grief. And anger is just an emotional reaction to something that's not fair and it's not just and it's not right. It's not fair. It's not fair that my daughter doesn't get to grow up with your grandpa. It's not fair that you didn't get to get old with your brother. It's not fair that your son, you know, didn't get to spend life with you. You know, it's not fair that my sister left her three children to be raised by some other mother. And so there's this, and anger comes up, and we want it to be fixed. We want justice to happen. We want there to be peace on earth and let it begin with me. You know, I mean, there's this side about it that's really troubled. But what will happen eventually is that after we've addressed the kind of not fair version of it, is that we sink down into sadness. Sometimes that's called depression. It's not clinical depression, though. It's just the sadness that comes with the loss. It's the crushing, overwhelming experience of the loss. And our hearts are troubled, and we're wiped out by it. Our hearts are broken is the way we talk about it. I'm brokenhearted. Jesus even comes to us, and not only in the Psalms through David, where he says that he's a friend to the brokenhearted, but Jesus comes in his very opening address. He says, I came to heal the brokenhearted. So he's the comforter, if you will. And he comes to and how does he heal us, right? And it is the good question, because like we were saying, believers don't grieve as people who have no hope. The people who have no hope can suffer depression for a long time because there's no way forward. And they don't know where their loved one is, for instance. Yeah. And there is also this tendency that we have, and I don't want to pick on this for too long, but I just want to say it because it's the truth, is to kind of to act like that everything's going to be okay, you know, when sometimes we know it's not going to be okay. So we go through this period of depression. And then the next thing that happens is this period that's called negotiation. And what it is that we're trying to figure out how we're going to make it. You know what I mean? How am I going to make it without my son? How am I going to make it without my brother? How am I going to make it? Back in the anger part, there I forgot it. This one part. There's also a part that comes to that's guilt. What could I have done to prevent it? and we feel this a lot in grief.
That's the hard
part. Oh, yeah. Well, and I didn't, I'm sorry I overlooked that. It's a very important part during that phase is that, because what happens is that I don't want anybody else to die. And when somebody dies that I loved, I always wonder what I could have done to prevent it. You know,
well, at Ronson's funeral, Bobby, you said this. When you stood up and got to and spoke, you said, "What did we miss?"
Yeah.
And I haven't forgot that. What did we miss?
And that's step two in the grief process. We feel like that had we his loved ones, done it better, figured it out. You know, you'll hear about it. Somebody has a car wreck. I shouldn't have let her take the car that day. You know what I mean? Because, well, and even though
Kenny was with us 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Standing up saying that he's, you know, he was in bad shape.
In public. Kenny, yeah.
Yeah, in public. So that was,
and we're like, well, should we have handcuffed him and made him go to a detox? Or, you know, yeah. I mean, but you always have that second guessing. And we feel guilty. We feel like there's something we could have done. Those moments, by the way, are, first of all, if I am guilty, if I am guilty, it's really simple. If there's even a little aspect of guilt that I find that's actually real, you know, then what I do is I just go to the Lord with that. I confess that to, you know, it's like I could have done this better. And I learn from it, right? And it really shapes me and helps me. And so, and by the way, those of us who at the Freedom Center who've lost 7 guys, 7 of the 6, not 7 of the 120, but 7 of the 62 that graduated,
exactly, yeah.
You know, we take this stuff very seriously. And we're always saying, you know, what can we do to help people not end up relapsing and ending up on our table? Mm. I was telling Ralph this the day after, I woke up the day after Kenny died, and I had heard the deal. And these things always just wipe me out. And I woke up the next morning and the Rolodex of the 62 guys was flickering in my head, thinking this question, who's next and how can I keep it from happening? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And by the way, when I told Ralph that, he said that was the exact same thing happened. And both of us said a name out loud and it turned out to be the same name.
Well,
because it's like, but it wasn't that. It was just like we're so afraid that it's going to happen again. And we look at our most vulnerable guy, you know what I mean? And we just want to get out there and get our arms around him and say, look, please, man, look. But, you know, I mean, you know, it's like somehow we want to prevent it, right? Yeah. So that's a guilt. That's a guilt that has a good aspect, right? Remember, our sins are covered by Calvary. We're weak. We don't get it right. We're not perfect. We're not Jesus. But even Jesus was rejected and despised and turned away from, right? I mean, the perfect guy, the perfect minister, the perfect comforter, the perfect everything was still despised and rejected and turned away from, and people went on their own way. So
us stop there for a minute. Oh, yeah, we're going to come back and pick that up right there, Bobby. And as I was thinking about that, you know, in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who mourn.
Yeah.
So the week before Bronson died, that was my study that I was doing the following Friday. Mm. And Bronson died, we done his funeral on that Tuesday.
Well, and to be fair, if you don't mind me jumping in on your story and busting you out a little bit in public, you know, you're a guy who's a little emotionally constipated. And meaning it, that you're like, I ought to be feeling this deeper and more profoundly than I'm feeling it, you know? And so, and by the way, men are that way. And a lot of men have just been trained to just suck it up and move on. You know what I mean? And
Us grab that right there. We're going to pick it up after break. We're going to talk about, what do you say, emotionally constipated. We're going to bring right that back, and we're going to pick it up right there.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community, and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring and a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hey folks, I'm Tommy Wilson, Car Matches Furniture Outlet right here in Car, Mississippi. And look, we've got big news for 2025. We got a Mattress of the Month sale every month. And guess what? It's February and I've got a big deal going on. King and Queens and a top name brand mattress, $399. You heard that right, $399 in a top name brand, King and Queens. Listen, you got to come 3 miles west of high prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
All right, we welcome you back. I'm the emotional constipated guy that that Bobby was talking about. We're talking about grieving today. Listen, I'm going to throw the number out there if you've got a text. I mean, if you want to ask a question or make a comment about this show, 662-603-9829 is a text line only. If you need to talk to somebody or something, I'm going to give you Ronnie Martin's phone number.
662-416-0234.
So, but Bobby, we've been talking about grieving today. Mm-hmm. We're looking at how to be healthy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also an unhealthy side of it.
Yes.
You've counseled, you're our counselor, you've met with hundreds and hundreds of people that's went through this, you've been with families weekly, but there are some folks that refuse to do it.
Well, I'm not positive I would use the word refuse. It is true.
Or maybe but avoid.
There you go, that's a better word. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to use Ronnie. So when I met Ronnie, when I said, you know, what's the most significant thing that's ever happened to you that was bad? He said, my brother died. And then, you know, we went on to say, and I've never, you know, it was such a present thing to him. It's not like it happened in the past. It was like he could feel it that day.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, it's like, okay, so that means he has not recovered. He's not healed from that wound, if you will. And it was a lot of the part of why I just keep on using. I'm not healed from the wounds. I just need to keep medicating, you know? And so you say, was he on purpose not doing it? Well, not really. Like, think about this. I've had many people say this to me. If I go there, I'll be broken so bad I'll never recover. You know what I mean? They realize the pain of it, and like, because the pain of it will like come up to them. And the reason I use the word constipated is because it's in there. It just needs to come out. And if you actually want to do want to Google something else that you can read a lot of articles on, is just read this, Google this this phrase, grief work. It's a work that counselors will tell you you have to do. You have to go back and grieve. And what that really means is you have to let the stuff that's in there, you know, come out. And what happens is that, and some of the reasons that people won't do it is they're like, I couldn't do it. If I actually felt, you know, what's bubbling up inside of me, if that actually like really let go, I wouldn't be able to get off the floor. I wouldn't be able to recover. And because we believe, the suffering would just, I couldn't take it, if you will. Mm. You know, it would do me in. I've heard people say I'd end up in the funny farm or whatever. And so we're afraid of grief. Sometimes we're afraid to suffer the loss, but the problem is if you don't suffer the loss, it's still in there. And then what happens is that it bumps up all the time. And it's like a background pain. Yeah. I don't want to get back in this because I don't want to recommend that you guys become addicts, but if you've ever taken pain meds, many people say that the first time I took a pain med for something that was legitimate, let's say I had a surgery or something, what I realized was I couldn't feel pain anywhere. And what I realized is that I had pain through my whole body. My ankles hurt, and my knees hurt, and my hips hurt.
We had a guy in a car with us yesterday. Tyler told us the same thing. He hadn't took a pain pill in 15 years.
Yeah.
He had a tooth pulled, and so the doctor gave him some pills, and he went home, gave them to his wife. Yeah, man, he said it was just totally different now.
Yeah, well, so back to grief. So here's what it happens. What happens in grief is I have this background pain now that's always present with me because I'm not healed from the grief. And so so that's what I'm talking about when and sometimes I've been resisting it so long. Sometimes I've seen so much suffering in my life, and I've been beside so much suffering in my life, that the only way to survive, if you will, it's kind of a self-survival tactic, mm-hmm. is for me to just say, I can't go there. You know, I have to put it in a different compartment. I have to wall that off or something like that. And then guess what happens, man? It's like, you know, all of a sudden we find ourselves when in these moments where we are really sad and someone really dear to us is lost and we can't find tears. You know, they're there. They're there. Yeah. I've just had to push them down for so long that I don't even know where they are anymore. You know, and so sometimes it's like, man, we need to learn how to suffer well. We need to learn how to suffer better. We need to learn how to have emotions that God gave us that display the sadness and the losses that we're going through, and quit trying to keep that back, you know, because that's a very healing. This is another thing you can look up, by the way. Grief is called the healing feeling. If you want to be healed, you have to grieve. And okay, you can say, well, what is the healing feeling? Well, it's that crying thing. It's that suffering thing. It's that I can't get on with it thing. It's that deal.
We've got a guy at our program right now, and he lost his dad in a tragic way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he struggled since then. And one of the ways, I mean, he's with us. He's part of our team right now. But when in counseling, you carried him back to that place to walk him through it so he could really grieve the healthy way.
Yeah. That place, the place represented something. The place represented like continual death. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so what happens is, though, but for those of us who grieve with hope, there's no place that's continual death. This is a place of resurrection, right? When death happens, for those of us who have hope, it's just as assured that resurrection follows. And like the flower, you know, the leaves fall off the trees, but I don't look at the trees and go, oh no, that tree's never going to have leaves. I know that in the spring it will have leaves, right? In the same way, for those of us who have hope in Christ, what happens is we know that in the spring the tree will have leaves, and that we say we'll see our loved ones again and all that kind of stuff. stuff, and we say that because of the truth. And so, but the whole point is sometimes, though, we try to act like that the hope of the resurrection is should prevent us from having the sadness of the loss in the moment, and it doesn't. Those two things work together, not as one squashing the other, right? So my hope doesn't make me want to party at a funeral, right? Even though the resurrection is the thing that gives my heart gladness and peace and joy. But the thing is that the funeral is a time to grieve the loss of the person. Yeah. Not the time to celebrate, well, you know, like I really am not a fan. Now, this is interesting in cultural things, because some of the cultural things, they'll have a thing like a wake. So there's a time of grief, right, where everybody grieves, and that might be the funeral. And then they have the time of celebration, if you will, which is also a continued part of grief. But like, I'm not a fan. And for those of you pastors who, do it this way, I'm not picking on you at all. I'm just saying, from a counselor's perspective, who has to work with many people who are stuck in grief, it is like, sometimes we prevent those guys from grieving by trying to have a celebration service instead of a sadness service. Like, where's the sadness service? And they need to grieve. They need to feel the loss. And we need to come around them and comfort them with the same comfort that we have been given by the Lord Jesus. I mean, grief is grief. Yeah. Grief is not the same word as rejoice.
Yeah. I'd like to ask Ronnie too, but in my situation with Bronson, there's days that I cry, and then there's some days I'm just mad. Some days I like to just jerk him up, you know. So,
yeah, because it's not fair. Why did you do this?
We thought he was out of point in life. That was his best time.
Well, and I think Maria's text was good, because what Maria commented on during the break is that it's not only like what did they miss is also a question we have.
Yeah.
We ask what did we miss, but we also ask what did they miss? Like, why would he do that? Why didn't he, you know, try to get help? We were all here for him. You know what I mean? Why didn't he? And so we questioned them and us, you know, so that was a good insight, Maria. Thank you.
All right. Guys, we've got to take another break. We're going to come back and wrap this up, man. We're talking about grieving today. That affects every family that's in hearing this show today. So I'm hoping that you can be encouraged and learn something healthy for you today. We'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, we welcome you back. It's our last segment today. I'm thankful we get to do this show.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show for over 4 years now, and that's hard to believe, too. And each and every week, man, we come with a mission of trying to share some hope. Today, we're talking about grieving, and you mentioned that word. That's kind of a downer. You know, you just think, oh, man.
Yeah.
But you got to learn to do it healthy. And I just asked Ronnie because Ronnie lost his brother when?
Christmas Eve 2012.
So, Christmas Eve 2012, every Christmas Eve, every Christmas season, Ronnie's going to think about that. And not only during that time, you carried that weight around for a long time.
Yeah, for about 9 years, Tommy. It was a little different, you know. I felt responsible, you know. I felt responsible for his death, but you know, I never did grieve. You know, I just bottled it up like we've been talking about, and I used drugs and alcohol, so I didn't have to deal with it. But once I got to the Freedom Center, I counseled with Bobby and stuff, and I realized that the drugs and alcohol, all that did was postpone the grieving process. Because like Bobby just mentioned, whenever we had mentioned it, you know, I'd bust out in tears. I would cry because I never grieved properly. You know, the guilt, the shame, the anger, you know, all that was still there, just fresh.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll say this to somebody who I'm working with. I'll say, you know, it took three sentences for the tears to come to your eyes. Yeah. This is what I mean. That pain, that underlying pain, is so close to the surface that it hardly takes anything for it to come out of your eyes. And do you realize that if you're carrying around pain that is so close to the surface that it hardly takes anything, any little scratch, to get it to kind of bubble over, that, man, like, how do we live like that? You know, and it's no wonder we use dope.
Yeah.
You know, and all that kind of stuff. And so it's like we have to grieve these things. God's reason for grief, God's, is to heal us. It is to comfort us. It is to deliver us to the final stage, which I didn't mention, when we're negotiating, we're trying to figure out how to get along. The last stage is that we accept the loss. So it's complete acceptance. The other thing that is a part of acceptance is, and I have reorganized myself to be able to move on without my loved one. You know what I mean? And so what happens is some people will just say, I'll say to them, I was just like, no, I just can't accept it. You know what I mean? I cannot believe that I'm not going to be able to call my mom when I need to. I just can't accept it. I'm still going to grieve every time I want to call her. And so it's like, in other words, I haven't come up with another plan. So let me tell you about this theological, big picture. So let me give you an insight that I think is going to be very helpful. So what we're really grieving, almost without thinking about it in this category, is this. So like, what I really loved about my mom was that she loved me, and she was a safe place I could go to. And so I need some place that's safe and that loves me, right? And so then I'll ask them, I'll say, oh, okay, so how did she become safe and loves you? Well, but she's my mom. Oh, well, she just doesn't judge me. She's safe and she loves me. Oh, okay, so, but where did that come from? And if they're believers, they'll always say, well, you know, it came from God. And I'll say, well, your mom may have went somewhere, but God didn't. And God knows you need a safe place where somebody loves you to go. And it's not just him, because when God gave, when God knew you had that need, he actually gave that capacity to your mother. And so he will give it to someone else. Maybe it's now your husband, and maybe it's your BFF, and maybe it's somebody in the church. You know what I mean? That's why God gave us his people, because now we, that same love, and it's not going to feel the same as mom. That's not what I'm trying to say. It's not going to replace mom. That's not what I'm going to say. But the same God who loved you and gave you a safe place to come to is still here loving you and giving you safe places to come to. You know what I mean? I remember when I lost my daddy, and when I was a boy, he died. And so I remember while I was standing, I had to have my first child, and I was standing there, and everybody outside the nursery had their daddy standing beside him. All these men, they're staring in at their babies, goo-gooing, and their daddy's got their arm around, hey, you did good, boy, look at there, you know, you got one of your own, and all this kind of stuff. And I was so grieving because I didn't have a daddy to stand there with me. But guess who God had sent that I totally missed? God had sent somebody who really loved me. And he had his arm around me and was saying the same thing. But for whatever reason, I wanted that packaged in my daddy. And I didn't realize that the same God who loved me had sent me that care, but I wanted it in a different form. Well, so that's one of the ways that we get on with it and we accept what God has given to us, is because we see it that way.
Yeah. Well, it's grieving. Our friends, Kenny Beard and his family is going to be grieving for days. They're setting the funeral up right now. So we ask that you be praying for that and things, and just learn. I think about my dad all the time. I wish my dad was here just to see how different life is. But also, when one of my brothers is struggling, I wish my dad was here to talk about that. So it's always there, Bobby. So, well, listen, guys, tonight at Living Free Ministries at 6 o'clock, Jared Height's going to be there. We're going to be talking about relapse. Jared's going to be teaching. Jared's the pastor of the Church of the Crossroads and things, so we're excited about that. Then we'll have a meal afterwards, so we're all excited and thankful for that tonight, too. You're invited to be a part of that. We have meetings on Monday night and Thursday night. Men's group on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. This week, we've got a treat. We got our friend Kenny Digby's going to be there Saturday morning, so we're going to take a break out of the weekly Bible study and listen to Kenny. But, guys, thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Ronnie. Anything else right quick?
I've got something. So if Kenny Bearden's family's listening, please don't let that guilt, eat you alive. You know, just like Bobby was talking about, have peace in knowing that he was saved. You know, he is. You will see him again. You know, that guilt and shame will beat you down. But you know, he was saved. I'm very confident of that. I listened to his podcast last night. So just rest on that.
Go to livingfreecorinth.com. You can go back and listen to all of our podcasts. You can listen to the guys that we talk about a lot of times. But last year, May the 9th. That podcast is there, so that's good. You can go back on our Facebook and watch Kenny and Truett and Christian share that night. And that's pretty good to do that, too. So I'm thankful for the technology, okay? All right, guys, we're going to pray out. We're going to use Scripture. Ronnie's going to take us out. And want to invite you to Living Free tonight.
All right, so now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen.